did you start this, and why that type of donation? What really inspired you?
In like 2012, my agent told me about this organization and said that they wanted to partner with me. And I was like, it was a no-brainer, especially after the first couple of drops that we did. We did one in my hometown. We did a bunch in Tampa. And then we developed a relationship. And I'm very grateful that Pirates Charities jumped on board to help support financially so that kids, not only in Bradenton but in Pittsburgh, can have equipment to use to have fun and grow as individuals.
What's sort of your history going back with this? Do you go out and visit these guys, visit the kids after you do the drops and everything?
Yeah, so basically, Good Sports provides the equipment, and it gives me a platform to deliver a positive message to the kids. And, you know, there's it's only beneficial. There's nothing, there's nothing but good that comes from it, so I'm all about it.
Working with kids, maybe something that's kind of close to your heart? I feel like you've been doing it really since you got up to the big
Just because they're the future of our world, and any positive influence that I can have on their lives is very important to me.
Done some cool things in baseball. What's that feeling like when they look at you, like kids will look at pro athletes?
I don't really do it for that. I think a lot of times when I go visit kids, I benefit more from their innocence and their youth and their curiosity than they benefit from me. It is cool, their eyes and ears open when you walk in with a jersey, but the interaction and letting them understand that I'm human and helping them understand that they can achieve their goals, that's my whole intention. There's nothing like self-fulfilling about it. I'm going there to give. I'm not going there for anything more than that.
Something you can keep doing in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the Pirates have been great about helping me and helping set things up. Anything that we can collaborate on, I'm down. I'm down. I like to use the Roberto Clemente Museum as a resource. Whether it's Boys and Girls Club or the RBI programs, just getting kids together and not even talking to them about sports, talking to them about achieving their dreams, setting goals and achieving their dreams.
I saw you sign autographs the other day, and you asked the kids, you play ball and what team do you play for? And I thought that was really neat. Like, they felt like you cared about them, and where they seemed to be as important as you were.
Yeah. I mean, a handshake, a high five can go a long ways. And if that's the ripple that I'm going to make, then I'm going to make it impactful.
Chris, did you ever have an interaction like that when you were younger?
Not really. I think maybe that's another reason why I don't take it for granted. I try to, even if it is a 5-second interaction, I try to make them feel important because they are. And it can change their life.